Good morning. This is Choices, and this is Judy Morio, your host. And today we are talking about stress for success. Yes, that's what I said. Not dress for success, but stress for success. You know, we all have stress in our lives, and stress is unavoidable. And what do most of us think about when we hear the word stress? Well, one thing is certain. Many of us have many, many different ideas about stress because it just comes in all different shapes and forms and sizes. Stress is the way we react. That's really all it is. It's the way we react physically and emotionally to the things that are going on in our lives, to the changes that are going on around us. And stress can be either positive or negative. It just depends upon how we look at it. And positive stress, well, it's good. It helps us concentrate, focus. It helps us perform. And it can often help us reach peak efficiency. When athletes are competing in competitions, many of the Olympic athletes, they're undergoing stress. But that's good stress. It releases the adrenaline, and it helps them to run faster or be stronger because it makes them better at what they do, that kind of physical stress. And so that's good. And many people, other people, not sports figures, actually do their best work when they're under pressure. When we have challenges that we have to meet, we can do our very best work sometimes. But we also need to relax after that happens, and that kind of relieves that stress by stopping and breathing. And that's one of the key elements to positive stress, is that we use it when we need it. We use it for bringing about success in our lives. Now, on the other hand, when we stay geared up for a long period of time and we just can't relax, we just keep meeting one challenge after another, after another, after another, that's when stress becomes negative. And in today's world where many, many people and many situations push our buttons, it's no wonder some of us think stress is just our way of life. I know I did. I just constantly kept at that high level of stress all the time until I got sick. Because when stress becomes a constant, ongoing cycle of negativity, your health and your well-being is going to suffer. Negative stress has been linked to many, many physical ailments, everything from tension headaches to cancer to heart attacks, and I believe it's true. But we don't have to let stress beat us. We can use that stress. We can stress for success. There are three different kinds of stress that every one of us deal with on a daily basis, and those are physical stress, mental stress, and emotional stress. So we have three different kinds. Now, physical stress is what triggers our body to that old fight or flight syndrome that we've heard so much about, that it releases the endorphins in our body, and it makes us run faster, it makes us go quicker. And that kind of physical stress will come on when things happen that we don't expect. It's some kind of a threat, like a traffic accident, or let's say we got robbed by a gunman, or we had some kind of a physical energy, that physical injury. My mouth needs to work a little better this morning. A physical injury. That causes physical stress to our body. And so when physical stress triggers our body fight or flight biochemical mechanism, then the released adrenaline tenses our muscles and dilates our pupils and increases our heart rate. And once that stressful situation is overcome, that's when our body starts returning to normal. And that's when we stop producing that adrenaline. And so that physical stress is important, but not, we just don't want to have it all the time. And it happens. Sometimes we just go in cycles. Have you ever noticed when things go wrong? It's like one thing after another goes wrong. So how we look at that, how we respond to that is very important. The second type of stress that we all deal with is mental stress, and it's much more complicated. Mental stress often involves other people and the way they behave and what it is that they do around us. If we have people around us who are drama queens, who get into just having drama and they have problems and they complain and they talk about negativity all the time, that can cause us to have mental stress. Very often it involves some kind of a complex issue, and then the issue that started and actually compounded by the behaviors and emotions of these other people, these make it very, very hard for us to be objective. And so that's why mental stress is so hard to identify. Very often we don't even realize it because it's not our drama, it's someone else's drama, and it's in our environment, and therefore it affects us. And the third type of stress that we're dealing with is what we call emotional stress. And this is really difficult to cope with because it can turn your life just upside down. It might threaten your security, it might threaten your well-being, it might threaten your belief system. And we try to adjust to change. That's very difficult as well. Change can bring on emotional stress, especially changes that we didn't initiate. It's changes that come from the outside. And when we feel like we've lost control or we feel helpless, that brings on emotional stress. So when the change happens and all of a sudden there we are, we've lost control, and we just don't know how we're going to get that control back. Wow, that emotional stress comes on. Sometimes when we have expectations and those don't come about, that causes emotional stress. So we're saying there are three different kinds of stress that we have to deal with. And dealing with stress is not always easy. Dealing with change is not always easy. So what can be our responses to stress? Well, we have three different choices. You can either avoid the stress. You can bury your head in the sand and hope that whatever's making you feel bad will just give up and go away. That usually doesn't happen. I actually saw someone do something like that recently. I was just totally blown away that this lady was at an event where I was with the fellow that's in my life, and he is her ex-husband. And whenever she saw us come in, she just turned around and faced the wall and stood there looking at the wall, kind of like hoping we would go away. I didn't know quite how to deal with that. I'd never seen anybody do anything quite like that before. And she didn't turn back around until we were gone and out of her view, where she could see us, you know, out of the viewpoint. And so, you know, we can avoid stress. I don't think it's the best thing to do. Or we can resist stress. I mean, we can fight it. We can view it as an assault on us, and we can respond defensively and fight that, resist it, be nasty. But that's going to make us sick, too. Or we can do what I recommend. We can confront the stress and adapt to the stress. Now, how do we do that? Well, we have to first identify the real cause of our stress. That's the first thing, and eliminate it. And if that's not possible, then you have to figure out how to adapt to it so it will not destroy your life. And sometimes it's not easy. I know when I got cancer and all of a sudden it just seemed like I was totally out of control, I was really stressed. And it wasn't until I figured out how to adapt, how to change my diet, how to change my exercise, how to rest when I needed to rest, that I actually learned how to deal with the stress and how I learned to cope with it and adapt to it. So we have to turn our stressful situations into positive opportunities, and we can do that. We can do that. Now, the so-called good stress that we sometimes get is when things are happening that are good, but they still bring on stress. You know, like let's say that you get a promotion at work. now you've got this challenging project, it's something new that you have to do, that's stressful too. But the good part about it is that when something like that happens, we tend to feel more energized and more motivated, and we become, we feel like we're in control, and we become aware of our options, and we're challenged. And so what we do is we focus, and we try to get sharply focused on where it is we're going and what we're doing in order to make things happen. So when we have this positive stress, our body automatically will relax after we've handled the situation because it feels good about what it is that we were busy concentrating on and focusing on. And so the stress helps us meet the challenges, and it just is automatic and it happens, and then we relax afterwards. But with bad stress, what happens is that we're already having a difficult day. Let's say on the way to work, you had your coffee in the car and you spilled the coffee in your lap and it got on your clothes, or you had a flat tire and something was going wrong. And then you're just already having this bad day, and then you get into work and some person that you work with causes some incident or brings up some other difficult thing. Now, that just causes us to feel more tense and more anxious, and we get angry. We might lash out at that person because we're frustrated. That's what happens. And that's called bad stress. Now, when that bad stress continues, when it occurs on an extended period of time, when we feel like we've been taken advantage of, or when we have financial difficulties, or when we're uncertain about what's going to happen with this new change that's come about in our lives, that becomes negative stress. And that's when we have this lack of energy, and we can even become depressed. Some people have chronic depression based on negative stress. And this negative stress can cause health problems. It can cause low self-esteem. We can start to feel really, really bad about who we are. And we just, things just keep going wrong. And we don't know quite how to turn it off. It's as though we're stuck. We just get stuck in this stressful on position and we don't know how to turn it off. So that's what we want to look at. But first, remember this, that we need to become aware of our stress. You need to become aware of what is stressing you. I want you to sit down and make a list of your stress. What are the stressors? Who are the stressors? At one point in my life, I actually had to fire a couple of people that worked for me because I realized that they were causing my stress. They were causing things to happen to me. This is Judy Mario, and this is Choices. Today, we are talking about how to stress for success. So I want you to think about your stressors and make a list of those. And if you would like to have more information on this subject, please, please go to my website, judymorio.com, and sign up for my free monthly newsletter, and you'll receive a free download of my audio recording, Realize Who You Are. And while you are there, click on the link to receive a subscription to our quarterly magazine, Choices, because it has all kinds of articles on things you can do to increase your self-esteem and to reduce your stress and to basically just have a better life. And so go over there to judymorio.com. That's J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O.com. And sign up to get that newsletter every month. It'll be a big boost for you, for your self-esteem, and for helping you deal with the stressors of life. Now, remember this, that no matter how hard we try, we can't keep stress and issues and problems locked inside. We can't ignore them. Do you know that doctors estimate that 75% of all medical complaints are stress-related? 75% of all medical complaints are stress-related. Isn't that incredible? And at least 50% of the people in this world suffer from at least one stress symptom. Now, what's a stress symptom? Well, if you're not able to sleep at night, or you have indigestion, or you have a headache, How about high blood pressure? You had a heart attack, some kind of a chronic illness. You have colds all the time. Those are stress symptoms. And if those kinds of things keep happening to you, you need to take a look at that and figure out what you're going to do about it. Excuse me. There are three key areas of our lives where stress hit us the hardest, and that's our personal life, our work, and our money or our financial life. And if you're experiencing stress in two of those things at one time, whoa, you can easily become overwhelmed. For instance, if you lose your job and you don't have any money coming in and you're fighting with the person that you live with, well, that could make incredible amounts of stress in your life, and that could bring on depression. And remember this, stress is contagious. So if you have stress in one area, you're probably going to have stress in the other two areas. So you've got to be aware of this, and this is why your stress management skills are so very, very important. First thing you've got to do is identify your stressors, and then we're going to start thinking about what can you do? What can you do to make it less stressful? How can you stress for success? Well, once you've identified those stressors, let's start with the relationship. If the relationship is stressful, what can you do to make the relationship better? What can you do to get along better with that person? Can you seek some help professionally? You might want to do that. You might want to go to a relationship counselor and see if they can help you with how to deal with that family or friend, that person that is causing you to have some kinds of problems there. Now, if you're having problems because you feel like you're out of control, if your stress is because you're feeling out of control, then you need to look at your life and say, what is it that I can take control of? And start making a list of the things you could take control of. And one of the things that I learned that I could take control of was the foods that I ate. And when I started eating foods that were healthier, and I gave up sugar, and I gave up the things that were contributing to my stress and to my illness, then guess what? I started feeling more in control. And that's the thing. You want to get yourself in control of something. Maybe it's the food. Maybe it's taking a nap in the afternoon. Maybe it's taking a walk. Maybe it's exercising. But start doing something that you feel like you're in control of. And the other thing is maybe if it's your work that's stressing you out, maybe then you need to define your priorities and set priorities, because defining priorities helps. It helps us to avoid long-term stress. It helps us to tolerate short-term stress because we've got some sights on what needs to be done next and what needs to be done next. We're not just sitting there being overwhelmed. And you know what? You might need to know when to change a job as a part of a strategy. If you're not doing well at a job, you feel stressed all the time, maybe you need to start looking around for another one. I would never encourage you to quit your job before you find another job, but I would encourage you to start looking for another one. Start thinking about what do you enjoy and what do you do best and what kind of experience do you have, and maybe look for a place where you can go where you're not having to deal with that negative person that you're dealing with every single day. Another tool you can use to deal with your stress is time management. You know, when we say time management, I really don't believe anyone can manage time, but what we can do is we can start to manage ourselves in the time that we have. And I found a time management system that works for me, and it's simply using an achievement journal that I just put down my priorities every day, and I ask myself this question: is this the best use of my time right now? So when I'm starting to feel overwhelmed and stressed, I sit there for a minute, I breathe, I count to 10, and I try to get my breathing normal, and then I say to myself, is this the best use of my time right now? Or is there something I can be doing to make this better? Is there something that I can do in order to get myself feeling more in control. Because sometimes, we just don't establish our priorities. We'll set these long-term goals, but we don't say, okay, what do I have to do first? Or what do I have to do to get to that point? And then just take it one step at a time. It's like eating an elephant. You can't eat the whole elephant at once. You can only eat it one bite at a time. Now, I don't think you're going to be eating an elephant, but sometimes the situations that we have in our lives, they feel like elephants, don't they? They're so big and overwhelming, and so just one little bit at a time. And, another thing we talked about that creates stress is our expectations. So maybe our expectations are unrealistic. I know that I sometimes have expectations of other people, and they have trouble meeting my expectations. And so then I feel disappointed. And, we can't be disappointed if we don't have expectations. And it is good to have expectations, but be sure they're realistic. And be sure that they are compatible with the other person and their expectations, because sometimes we get a little upset if people don't meet our expectations, and we can cause ourselves all kinds of stress. And that other person may not be capable of it. It's very possible that they just aren't capable, that they don't have the ability. I know I had one employee that worked for me, and I would ask her to do a notebook, a workbook, so I would take it out to a seminar. And when she'd give it to me, it'd have all these mistakes in it. And then I would mark them and give it back to her and ask her to do it again. And then she'd give it back to me, and part of them would be fixed. And then I would mark the ones that weren't fixed, and then I'd give it back to her. We'd do it again. And we'd do it over and over, and I would start to get myself all worked up that she just couldn't get this thing right, and that she was sloppy in her work, and that she wouldn't pay attention. And it wasn't until I realized that she had ADD, and she just wasn't capable of seeing all the mistakes on those pages and fixing them. And when I actually started giving those workbooks to someone else to do instead of her, and I used her for the things that she could do and she could do well, then I didn't have all that aggravation anymore. And we have to be aware of that, because some of us are, we're so full of expectations. And some of us are what I call a perfectionist. We expect everything to be perfect. We expect our employees to be perfect, our husband to be perfect, our parties to be perfect, our work to be perfect, our workbooks to be perfect. We expect everything in our lives just to be perfect. And the truth of the matter is, you can't make it perfect. Not usually. And perfectionism is a no-win situation. You have to learn to establish your priorities with realistic expectations. With realistic expectations. And pick the people to do the job that can do it. And if you want somebody perfect, go out and find the perfect person. Because I don't think they're out there. I don't think you can find people that will live up to your expectations of perfectionism. I do believe we're all perfect in our own way, that this is the way we're supposed to be, but I don't believe that people can all live up to what we expect. So maybe we need to change our expectations a bit, and that will help us deal better with stress. So let's face it, change is inevitable. And if we resist it, we create stress that is more harmful to us than the change itself. And when you encounter change, you have to remember there are three basic ways you can respond to stress. You can resist and fight and try to keep things the way they are. And that's going to take up an incredible amount of energy and time. And it's going to produce a lot of ongoing stress. It's going to keep producing stress. Or, as we said before, you can avoid the change. You can just avoid it. It's a form of resistance, passive resistance. And if you just fail to acknowledge it, something's going to go wrong somewhere along the line. So I don't think this is a good way to handle it. Don't avoid change. I mean, if you avoid change, it would be almost like you standing in the middle of the road and the car is coming down the middle of the road, and instead of getting out of the way, you just stand there and let it run over you. And that's what happens, and you're going to be flattened, and it's not going to help your life any. So learn to confront your stress. Confront whatever it is. Write it down. Look at it. And then start to think of ways that you can adapt to it, ways that you can make changes and that you can adapt to whatever changes need to be happening or are happening to you. That's a healthy response. And then change will become an opportunity for you. It will start to become an opportunity. So it's very, very important for us to confront and set our priorities. And remember that we need to set priorities at home as well as at work. Organize your priorities. Organize the quality of the relationships that you want. Get around the kind of people you want to be around. And don't spend time with those people that are negative, complaining, and nasty. I've had to limit the time that I have with people who are around me who just cannot seem to get with the positive program. And you have an obligation to meet your own needs. You have an obligation to take care of yourself. Whoever said that you're not important? We have a tendency to take care of everyone else before we take care of ourselves. And that's not good. Practice some good time management for yourself. If you're around negative people, cut down the amount of time that you have with them. That will give you more of a sense of control. That'll help you to realize that you've been using up a lot of time and a lot of energy with these people. And if you had that time and energy, you could use that to do something more positive for yourself, to accomplish the things that you want to accomplish, to go to places that you want to go. Maybe you just want to go outside and sit on a bench under a tree and look at a cloud for a little bit. If you would do that for yourself on a daily basis, you would start to feel better about your life. Your stress would be cut way down. Take off your shoes and run your feet through the grass as you sit there. Breathe in the fresh air, because that's what you need to do. Take care of yourself. And learn to be a little flexible. I mean, don't establish priorities that you feel like, oh, I've got to take care of this, and I've got to take care of this, and I've got to take care of this. Don't put that kind of stress on yourself. And be prepared that sometimes you're going to have some minor setbacks. That's going to happen. But if you establish realistic expectations for yourself and then realistic expectations for others, you're going to get by so much better. First, identify your own needs, and then determine if the people around you can meet your needs, because that's important. That's important. You have to meet your needs, and other people need to meet your needs. And discuss your needs with the other person if you want them to meet your needs, because it is important for you to have the kind of outcome that you want. And give up the perfectionism. Remember, it's another major cause of stress. You do not have to be perfect. Excellence is good enough. And this is Judy Morio, and today we are talking about stressing for success. Thank you for joining me. And remember, listeners, that I always want to talk about what you want to hear about. So contact me, Judy, at judymorio.com, and let me know what I can do for you. Let me know what I can talk about that will help you make your life even better than it already is. Thank you for joining me today. Go on over to judymorio.com and sign up for my free newsletter. You'll find out that it'll help you with the articles and the things that you receive, the tips and techniques every month for building a better life and a better tomorrow. I so appreciate that you are here with me today. This is Judy Morio. That's Judy, J-U-D-I-M-O-R-E-O, at judymorio.com. And always, always, always remember that you are more than enough.